Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Caitlin. How are
you?
Good
morning to you. I'm very well. Have you got all your coughs out of your system?
I don't know about that, but, you know, I'll try and contain them.
How good is that pink sky?
Well, I was a bit surprised, because normally you expect that sky at night, because whatever it means,
it's a fisherman's... It's a sunset sky, yeah, right?
Exactly. And it was very strange walking in and seeing that and going... But it's supposed to be on the other side when I'm actually going home. Anyway.
It's magic.
This is a band who a lot of people will remember.
Absolutely.
Called Spank. They only had a couple of lineups, so there's lots to play, and they did lots.
They were productive.
In fact. The band came together in December of 1993. They had the amazing Sasha Iron on... incredible vocals and guitar.
There's nothing like her voice, is
no,
there?
It's distinctive.
It's a thing of all of its own. It's magnificent.
And she's still got it.
Yeah, she does.
So Sasha was on vocals and guitar, Andrew Fuller on bass, guitar and vocals, Sam Hobbs on guitar and bass and vocals, and Andrew Lippiatt on drums. Now, Sasha had actually played with The Swooners, a band who went on to various other things as well.
Okay.
Andrew Lippiatt had played in the Papier-Mâché Experience. Great title for a band.
What a name.
And Sam Hobbs and Andrew Fuller had actually played in a band that was originally known as The Shambles, and then it just became The Sham. There's been several bands under that name, but they were a rock band. A lot of the bands that play under the name The Sham are actually Irish bands, as you'd expect.
Connection made. Yeah.
Anyway, the Spank got together, started gigging at all sorts of venues, the Harbourside, the Lone Star, the Planet, the Swanbourne, and got their first album out, which was called Electric Mistress, which was an album. And when did that come out? He looks at his little notes and it tells me it was June of 1996.
Okay, so it took him 3 years to get that out.
Yep.
Fair enough.
And they launched it at the Fly By Night. Went off on a Melbourne tour in December of 1996, which is to promote the album, obviously. And then started almost recording their next release straight after that, which became Cactus Stories.
And they had a lot of association with RTRFM over the years.
Yes, they did. They played live at the Cornflakes.
So that was a segment on Breakfast, like in this time slot right now, with Genge, right?
Yep.
That's amazing.
And I think Pete was involved. Do we mention Pete? he was involved, but it was essentially Mark Genge. So it was live in the studio. We had a CD out.
You've got that CD right here.
I do, in fact, with Cornflakes in it.
That's fantastic. I need to play some tracks off that.
And Spank did a version of Awkward, which was from their first album. And there are 18 other acts, some of which we haven't, actually, most of which we haven't covered, but we might get there.
We will indeed.
I was actually doing an interview with Greta from Rosemary Beads, and I did mention I had this, and she goes, "Don't play it."
Really?
Yes, I don't think she was that happy with her recording of it.
Well,
but whatever.
That's the beauty of it.
Yes.
Warts and all.
Let's get back to Spank. We got up to them doing their first album. Then they did a CD EP called Cactus Stories, which came out in September of 1997, which they launched at the Grosvenor. And then, having had two releases out, they did a European tour.
No way. That's amazing.
Yes.
Where did they go?
That would have been May of 1998. They did the UK, they did Belgium, Holland and Denmark. Then, I'm not sure how it works, I think they might have gone back again in 1999, did some UK gigs, and apparently played 8 countries.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes. And this is before they've even got their second album out.
This band, who were started in the early to mid-90s.
Yep.
And then weren't together anymore, but then reformed.
Yes. Backtrack. as we always do.
Rewind.
While the band was going first time round, Andrew Fuller was also playing in Mission Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And through that connection, he teamed up with their second drummer, which was Stuart Leach. So after the first drummer, Andrew Lippiatt, left to play in Disgraceland, which you might gather was an Elvis-type band. They got...
That's an interesting segue for him into an Elvis band.
Yeah, it's connected with Cinema Prague, so there was there was originals in there, but in a Elvis kind of way, which is how we got Stuart into the band, who came in for their third release. Sasha was also playing on the side with a band called Butternut, part of the Women in Rock or Get Frocked or whatever you want to call it, which had Greta Little on bass and vocals, Felicity Deer on drums and vocals. The band were gigging on and off for a couple of years but never actually got anything out, was a real shame.
That's such a great lineup.
It is. All on vocals as well.
Oh, magic.
But it never quite happened. Anyway, what happened then? Their guitarist, we're talking Spanx guitarist, Sam, had already headed off to Sydney by the time they actually released their last album, or their second album, their third release, if you want to call it that way.
Yep.
In the meantime, they'd also done a segment for Live at Mojo's, which was another live compilation that came out, I think, in 1999 or 2000. Sam came back to Perth for the launch of their Loony album, and that was pretty much it. Where did they launch that one? I think it was Amplifier, actually.
Nice.
And then Sam headed over to Sydney full-time. He might still be there.
There you go.
And Andrew Fuller joined Peter Stone and the assistant. Sasha and Stuart formed, what were they called? It was a big name band. I've lost it. One Horse Town.
One Horse Town.
And then Stuart went off to Little Birdie and Sasha moved to Melbourne, which just perchance happened to include Andrew Fuller, who was also living in Melbourne at that stage. And then Sasha pulled a new band together, which included all Perth people.
Melbourne.
Yeah, let's move to the other side of the country.
That's what happens.
Yeah. That was the Voodoo Economic, and they've had a couple of releases out. Now, Spank have come back together, we did mention. Apparently they haven't quite broken up, but they come back together for good causes and or if the money's right.
Oh, right. Special occasion stuff. Yeah,
and
lovely.
One of the special occasions was in the Pines, the 20th anniversary.
Back a couple of years ago in 2013.
Yep.
Good to see them on stage. There's actually, you can find an interview with them on the RTRFM website. There's back from April of that year, I think. There's a chat with Sasha and Andrew on there.
Yep.
And there's also on our local music page, there's this stuff with a bit of information where we have profiles of bands as well, which is cool. So you can...
And if you were lucky enough to be a gold subscriber, of course, you got a copy of that In the Pines, the 20th anniversary.
Oh, yes, of course.
So you've got a collector's item then and there.
Absolutely.
So most of them are still playing, although not in Perth. We're going to go out with a track from their Loony album, which is 2000, and this is a strange title, Jack the Train Pervert.
Excellent. What a great note to leave on. I'll let you go off into the day, Ross. We'll catch up with you again this time next week.